Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in health IT, telehealth grows and satisfaction declines. What do you make of that? We discussed that today. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a channel dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. VMware has been committed to our mission of providing relevant content to health IT professionals since the start. They recently completed an executive study with MIT on the top healthcare trends shaping IT resilience, covering how the pandemic drove unique transformation in healthcare. This is just one of many resources they have for healthcare professionals. For this and several other great content pieces, check out vmware.com/go/healthcare. All right, here's today's story. J.D. Power and Associates did a study, as they usually do every year, and the study is around telehealth satisfaction, okay? And they came back, and I already gave you a little sneak peek. Use is surging, but patient satisfaction with the service has declined. Let me give you a couple of excerpts from this article. J.D. Power conducted a telehealth satisfaction study looking at factors including customer service, consultation, enrollment, and billing among direct-to-consumer and payer-sponsored telehealth services. More than 4,600 consumers who used telehealth services in the past year from June 2020 through July 2021 responded. The study found that despite 36% of patients using telehealth, four times higher than in the previous year, they also report limited services and inconsistent care and lower satisfaction than in 2020. As the industry grows, it is critical to address these challenges, said James Beam, a former guest of This Week in Health IT, Managing Director of Global Healthcare Intelligence at J.D. Power, in a statement. Services that ranked highest in terms of patient telehealth satisfaction among direct-to-consumer brands are Teladoc, MDLive, and MyTelemedicine, respectively. Among payers, UnitedHealthcare ranked highest, followed by Humana and Kaiser Foundation Health Plan, which were both tied for second. More than half of all customers reported using telehealth because of convenience, nearly half because of swift access to care, and more than a third because of safety. The highest usage of telehealth services in the past year was among Generation Y and pre-boomers, J.D. Power found. But patient satisfaction with telehealth services has declined as pain points emerge. Apart from barriers like limited services and inconsistent care, consumers also reported not being aware of costs while using telehealth, confusing technology, and a lack of provider details. Patients who said they are healthier also reported a higher degree of satisfaction with their care and diagnosis than those who reported having poorer health. J.D. Power's study is the latest among others looking into patient satisfaction and COVID-19 pandemic impact on telehealth. In general, data has shown consistent similarities, such as increased demand for the service alongside inconsistencies in delivery and spotty access to helpful information. All right, that's all from that story. Let me give you my so what on this. As you know, after each one of these stories, I do a so what, which is why do we care? Why are we talking about this subject? When use increases and satisfaction declines, I start with the obvious question. What does that tell me and why? Is there something here that I need to deal with? So let's start with, what does it tell me? People are using telehealth regardless of the satisfaction rates. Why would that be the case? What outside factor could be at work to drive people to telehealth? COVID fear, probably in some cases. Lower cost, in some cases, that's probably true. The physicians directing them to telehealth because it's better for them. That's probably more likely. We know that physician-directed telehealth is still the highest factor for using telehealth. There are probably still instances where telehealth may be the only option available. Quite frankly, the use of telehealth probably mirrors people's overall satisfaction with healthcare. When you think about it, the satisfaction isn't that great, but what else are they going to do? There are no other options. Is there something I have to deal with? That's the next question I sort of look at here. Is there something I need to deal with? And of course there is. We are developing solutions that our families and friends are going to use. So let's take a look at this. Friction is defined as the resistance that one surface or object encounters when moving over another. In a digital transaction, friction is the negative force a user experiences that makes it hard for them to complete the transaction or gives them a reason to dislike the transaction. What we need to do is identify the friction for the users of our telehealth solutions. This can be on the clinician side or the patient side. What keeps the connections from happening? What would a frictionless or friction-free transaction look like? What changes can we make in order to reduce one element of friction each week over the next 52 weeks in our telehealth transactions? Some of the friction is technology, some is process and workflow, and some is misaligned incentives. But let's talk about the technology for a minute. It should be easy. The technology should make it easy to find a path to a telehealth visit. It should be easy to schedule. It should be easy to connect. It should be easy to get support. You get the picture. Until it is easy, we're not done. When we're dealing with the consumer world, it has to be easy. This is a higher level of expectation than we've ever had in health IT, definitely than we've had in the past. However, expectations are an opportunity for your organization to shine. All right, that's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders, VMware, Hillrom, Starbridge Advisors, McAfee, and Aruba Networks. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.